This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister says there will be a short delay in the tabling of the budget. Justice Ministry relocated to Constant Spring Road and Election Day workers to be paid by the end of March. The details after the break.
My business is growing thanks to the Ministry of Finance's electronic government procurement system. It's now much easier to do business with the government. The system is faster, more efficient, plus you can access online assistance. It also sends notifications for opportunities or tenders. What are you waiting for? Register now at gojep.gov.jm. Send an email to info@gojep.gov.jm or call the Ministry of Finance and Planning at 922-8600.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZCV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZCV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. Finance and Planning Minister Audley Shaw says there may be a short delay in the tabling of the 2016-2017 estimates of expenditure. Mr. Shaw says he and fellow ministers appointed to the Ministry of Finance, Fabel Williams and Rudyard Spencer, will be meeting with senior technocrats to determine the state of the country's finances before crafting the budget. This process may cause the budget to be tabled later than originally expected.
The policies of the Ministry of Finance will have to be calibrated to be supportive of that growth agenda. There might be a short delay in terms of the presentation. The idea is to make sure we hit the ground running because we have a lot of work to do and we have to maintain confidence.
Mr. Shaw was speaking in an interview with JIS News Monday. In accordance with new financial rules under Jamaica's Extended Fund Facility Agreement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, the budget must be passed by April 1. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, says he is ready to take charge of his portfolio responsibilities, noting that a full-scale review of the education system is among his first priorities. Senator Reid was speaking at a welcome reception at the Education Ministry's Hero Circle offices in Kingston Tuesday.
I'm very delighted to be given this opportunity to steer this very important ship at a time when all of us want to see education move forward, to see the country prosper. And I've been given the baton to add my own value to how we can position the Ministry of Education. Now we have this additional responsibility of youth that I've always felt the education and youth should be brought back together for that synergy.
The education minister says added importance must be placed on teamwork and staff welfare. For his part, Junior Education Minister Floyd Green says he is humbled by the opportunity to serve in the education ministry and to work with the youth of Jamaica. The Ministry of Justice has scaled down its services at the National Commercial Bank, NCB, South Towers building on Oxford Road in St. Andrew, ahead of the relocation of its offices to 61 Constant Spring Road. The move comes in the wake of an advisory issued by the Public Health Authority to close the ministry's offices on the 10th and 11th floors of the building in light of air quality issues. In an interview with JIS News, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry Carol Palmer said a public health team ordered both floors closed on Tuesday following a series of tests.
For the next few days, our focus is on getting the ministry's property packed and out of here so we can resume full operations as soon as possible. We would not be returning to this location.
The relocation of the offices should be completed by Thursday of next week. And the Electoral Office of Jamaica, EOJ, has advised that Election Day workers and suppliers engaged in the general elections on February 25 will be paid by the end of the month. The EOJ says it has begun processing payments for over 60,000 payees, including presiding officers, poll clerks, supervisors, polling station security assistants, and indoor agents. In a statement issued Tuesday, Director of Elections Orit Fisher said the office is aware of concerns by workers and suppliers about the outstanding payments. He says the EOJ understands the importance of paying the workers in a timely manner, adding that the office is aware that most of the workers would have incurred some personal costs in relation to the elections. He says the services of the workers are appreciated, noting that they had been engaged in the process since late last year when the EOJ embarked on a full-scale recruitment and training exercise. That was the JIS News. I'm Vaughn Davis.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.